Hi there, it's Leah here with Tits Up to Breast Cancer. It's pretty late, but I was back and forth in my head the last half an hour. Shall I record today or shall I wait until tomorrow? I tend to clock off at about 8 o'clock now, or say about. I like to be as dead on as I can, but I don't really class this as work. This is me talking to you all, so I was weighing up where the boundary is with that for me and my time, but I thought no, I'll record. It'll be a short one, and I mean a short one, not my usual. It won't be longer than it's half an hour. I'm just winding down now, and if there's any noise, I am sitting with my pet rats. I'm in the bedroom and just, like, I've got the TV with YouTube on, and I'll get to what I've been watching in a minute, but, I've had a sick rat last night. One of my pet rats, Simeon, one of my two really older boys, he had a mammary tumour, kind of like some of us, yeah? And benign. It's more common in female rats, but the boy rats, the male rats still have estrogen, and it had stabilised at a size where it wasn't impeding his quality of life, and there wasn't any ulceration or anything like that. And with him being older, the risk of surgery could well have outweighed the benefits, and he could have died in surgery, and he has been treated for a respiratory problem before. So, he was living with this benign lump, and we can live with benign lumps as well. It's like I've had benign lumps removed where I had a choice, and breast lumps, and I think most of them, bar one, I think I chose to get removed. They can turn, but it's not a high risk, but anyway, talked it through with the doctors and I did get them removed, but, so Simeon was living with this lump, and it's a very lumpy, bumpy rat. He's had a number of absences, and he's got other little lumps that are nothing, just like old age lumps, and he's relatively, he's alert, he's doing well for over 2.5, and last night he wasn't coming for his cuddle. We have this watching Netflix cuddle, and he thinks he's grooming me. He starts like licking and biting my skin gently to groom me, which is high praise from a rat, although it can be power grooming. So, but anyway, so that he wasn't coming to me, and Sebastian was, and those two were sitting out with me, and my other boys were in the cages. Can't mix them all together because different litters and fights, testosterone. And I just had this intuition it was something about his lump. So I put a stronger light on, and there was this almost bloodbath in this cardboard box he loves to sort of sit in and sleep in and chew up. And they love boxes. You can buy them all the things in the world, which I do, and yet they love an Amazon box. Like, what the hell? whatever makes him happy. And I think it looked more blood than it was, because, mixed with maybe urine and his saliva and on cardboard, it spread out. But there was a fair amount. And then his lump had kind of broken, or skin broken, but it had gone down to 2/3 of the size. Now, animals were amazing at dealing with injuries and things, and the blood had clotted, so stabilised, but I could see he wasn't happy. So I was nursing him, this was late, it got to about midnight, because this happened, must have been about 11-ish, and so I haven't had much sleep. I've made him some power porridge. He's been seen to now, and all is well. He's doing well. He's just sitting there eating a corn on the cob, which is good. He's on iron drops and critical care small pet glucose type of stuff. I've got some doxycycline in case any infection sets in the lump, but it doesn't look like it will. And, you know, and I've also had today, I've had an assignment to get in that's due at 12 noon tomorrow. So my mornings hit and miss how well I wake up or not with the tamoxifen. And I take that time to do a bit of ballet or Pilates as well, sit in the garden, have a coffee, and so see to my rats. So I'd like to get it in the day before, and I've been working on it for weeks, but I still had loads to do last minute. It's like, I think I've been overdoing it with it, but so I had that done to get in today, and you know, this stem, this combined stem is really important to me, and so it's been a bit of a day, really, with all that. And then giving him, Simeon, his power porridge, as I call it, the porridge I've made him with the iron drops and the critical care glucose in, and making sure he was getting that at intervals, and just checking on him and sitting with him. And so I've been like back and forth between the laptop and Simeon, not scheduled in any kinds of patients today. And anyway, so yeah, but he knows what lumps are, bless him. And so there I was dealing with mammary lumps again last night, and he has got another one under his arm, but it's a stable size, a bit further up. And but we know we're taking it a step at a time, but he's doing well, and so he's eating, he's sleeping when he needs to. He literally like snatched the corn on the cob off me, so that's a really good sign. And but I've been studying at the moment on this combined stem, tumor growth and cell division, cell biology, and how, you know, breast cancer screenings, all those things together. And it's been really interesting, so I was able to weigh that into what's been going on for Simeon. I did know some of that, but studying it in a focused way at the moment's been really helpful. But yeah, so that's what my day's been today, and lumps and bumps and mammary and estrogen. You know, these mammary lumps on rats linked to estrogen. It's like my breast cancer tumours are linked to estrogen. And yeah, so it's all fascinating, isn't it? I say tumours, I mean the ones, the original diagnosis. I'm not saying I have new ones now. But yeah, so anyway, another thing I've been doing, or very enthused about, and slotting this in as well in the day today, is, and other days as well, is looking at, I want to say minimalism, but it's not quite like that. Not like these Instagram minimalists where it seems perfect. It's no, I don't mean that, but I've been watching this girl on YouTube, and that's what I've just had on now. And you know, she got herself out of a lot of student debt, and she has been trying minimalism, but the minimalism got toxic for her. So then she found the way that's right for her. So I've been thinking about this a lot, and it's something I've looked at in the past, and also not just with my wardrobe, which is the main thing for me. I do a lot with style, and the David Kibbe system is really important to me, and image consultancy, and I just love working with my wardrobe and creating with it and streamlining it. But I've also been trying to minimalize or declutter, not that it's cluttered, but actually there's, do you know, when you're somebody who's not a cluttered person, but when you start decluttering, there's more clutter than you think. And I've been doing that. I've always kind of done that to an extent, but I still accumulate at the same time. And so I've been really weighing it up, but not just say with things and clothes, but with life. And breast cancer really can throw light on that for us, in that we choose maybe more mindfully how we want to live. Well, that's how it's been for me, and for some others I know, both in terms of time and my timetable, and boundaries and also my closet or wardrobe and what I want to study, what I want to do, not only sort of after breast cancer diagnosis, but in the second half of my life. And so I'm sort of taking the general idea of minimalism and then extrapolating it into the breast cancer trajectory, into life, and also sustainability. Now, there's this brand I'm obsessed with called Cézanne in France, and their ethics and their ethics, what's the word I'm looking for? It's late. I can't think of the other word, but their ethics is beautiful. And they give a lot of money to charity. Their clothes are beautiful and built to be sustainable. They've got loads of certifications for animal welfare, for sustainability, and they're constantly working on that. They're genuine. And me, I love all things French. I think I've said that on here before. Oh no, that was on my YouTube, I think. I don't know. But so Cézanne, I'm obsessed with Cézanne brand. Check it out. You know, it's not cheap, but it lasts. And they do have these archives sometimes where you get, it's a lower price for some stock that they've got. They don't overproduce and they don't do fast fashion. So all this ties in with the minimalism, sustainability. And it's got me thinking a lot. And Cézanne is a brand I'm going to really, really stick with. I say I'm excited. I've got a package on the way from them after some experiments I've done with my wardrobe. And I speak about on this informal YouTube I've got at the moment. I'm going to make a formal one. And I started thinking about sustainability and how sustainable are the practices I have in my life? How sustainable is the work that I do? How sustainable can I make things, not just for the environment and future generations, but how can I sustain practices that I put in that are good for my well-being and to work towards prevention of breast cancer recurrence or spread? Or And so I've been using this minimalism and sustainability in a broader way. And I'm sure that's how it's meant to be anyway. So it's simplifying your life, isn't it? But I've been looking at it in terms of the breast cancer as well and my life and how I want to live. And I already have narrowed down a fair few things, but added in some things as well. But really looking at my sort of true desires. Not what's impressive or not, so I need to have this experience or that experience, but what do I really want to do? What do I want to leave behind? Where do I want to draw back? Where do I want to go forward? And that is right down to finding a brand like Cézanne. I know that sounds like crazy in a way. It's like finding a brand, a brand, but they stand for a lot of the things I stand for. And as I step more into training and study in style, I know STEM and style, it seems opposites, but it's not. Another story for another time. Still keeping up my business, Vices Arts, Sciences and Therapies, but these things fit into there. Still have my psychotherapy and coaching clients, still do my Enneagram and MBTI. Of course, I still dance, do my ballet, but it's, well, how do I, what do I want to leave behind? Where can I give? I'm not just talking money, but, you know, other things. You know, breast cancer costs money, and we end up oftentimes with less money, so I can't always give money, but as I build up, any new business, where can I actually give money where it's needed? Cancer research, animal welfare. I don't, but also Where do I want to give my time, my energy? I want to give some of it to me too. You know, it's not just leave what energy's left for me or time. I have a sort of strange relationship with time. I'm very sort of stringent about my timetables and what I need to do, and also I overgive my time. It's a really strange paradox, which I'll probably discuss another time if it's helpful to people, not just for the sake of me talking about it. But yeah, sustainability and minimalism. So one of my other favourite designers, Justine Leconte, she talks a lot about it, and her brand it's a smaller brand than Cezanne, and she has a lot of videos on YouTube talking about style and all different stuff. She talks about the Kibbe system even at one time. But she talks a lot about, you know, quality and sustainability and ethics. And a lot of brands, fashion brands, are moving, not a lot, but some are moving so far into that. But Justine and Cezanne, I love it. I love it. And I love watching Justine as well. And this other girl that I've just started watching, of minimalism. But how do I want to live? How do you want to live? Where do you want to put your time? Do you want things to be dispersed, and you're just trying to always make ends meet? I don't just mean financially, but in other ways. Or do you really want to in a focused way step through things, and also have the joy of stopping for a bit and just looking or breathing? So minimalism, sustainability. And it might start with decluttering in the house or in your wardrobe. That's a service I want to develop for people. I'm thinking about how I can develop it on remotely as well. Sort of closet clearance, and then being left with what makes you feel good, what brings you joy, as Marie Kondo would say, and you know, what lights you up, what suits you, what do you like to wear, what raises your body image into a more self-affirming body, not body positive, I don't really like that term, but an appreciation of yourself. And you know, it might start there. Or it might start with making it two even small goals you really want to have, or two things you want to let go of. Might be decluttering some things in your mind and learning to still your mind on some things, or moving away from things that leave you overthinking in a negative sort of spiral. So I'm just going to leave you with that, and you know, just let you know that I'm finding it fascinating. And yeah, it's like all I can see now is clutter everywhere. Well, there isn't, but you know, it's even just throwing out a couple of things, or if they're donatable, donating them, or just repurposing them, or it like feels really good. So yeah, is there something for you to think about? Maybe watch on YouTube or something. Or maybe just start with your sock drawer. You know, I'm just thinking, I've still got a fair few pairs of surgery socks in my sock drawer. Do I need them all? In case of another surgery, I thought. That's like not very optimistic, is it? But they always give you a pair anyway, but I thought I may as well use the ones I've got, you know, sustainability. But, you know, they have memories tied to them. And I thought, maybe I need to start with, well, I've already started, but maybe I need to go to my sock drawer. But is that where you need to start, just with your sock drawer? Well, I can just hear Simeon rattling his paper in his box. They've been good, haven't they, these boy rats? They've been Haven't they been good while I'm sat here with them around me? There's been no drama or fights over corn on the cob. Usually there's like corn on the cob drama. This is, you know, they've been good. But yeah, have a think about those things if you want to. I invite you to. And it's something I've come back to, and it does tie into the death topic as of last week. Death being the only certainty, so how do we want to live? What do we want to streamline to add in? But to add in, we may need to get rid of some other stuff that doesn't bring joy to us anymore. So, catch you all next week. I'm going to start having guests on really soon. And I'm going to go and watch some Netflix. And I'll speak to you all soon. Okay, bye for now.